ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი.
Task 1. Listening. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1.
My daughter, Usudan Petviashvili, was the first child in the family. She was 1 year and 10 months old when she began painting. I remember it so well because her first painting was the portrait of George. Usudan painted this picture when she saw our second child, George. It was a real portrait. We were very happy, but didn't consider this surprising because children generally draw well. At the age of 2, she already had complex pieces. The silhouettes were totally unexpected. Usudan rarely gave names to her paintings. She was 6 years old when, at the initiative of the Georgian artist Tengiz Mirzashvili, her first personal exhibition was held at the Children's Art Gallery. At the exhibition, more than 100 works were presented. The exhibition was opened by the famous Georgian artist Elena Akhlediani. There were a lot of people at the exhibition. We were often asked how we helped our child. Our help was giving her complete freedom. Usudan painted what she wanted, when she wanted. Though Usudan's father was a sculptor, he never gave her professional advice, not even once. My daughter, Usudan Petviashvili, was the first child in the family. She was 1 year and 10 months old when she began painting. I remember it so well because her first painting was the portrait of George. Usudan painted this picture when she saw our second child, George. It was a real portrait. We were very happy, but didn't consider this surprising because children generally draw well. At the age of 2, she already had complex pieces. The silhouettes were totally unexpected. Usudan rarely gave names to her paintings. She was 6 years old when, at the initiative of the Georgian artist Tengiz Mirzashvili, her first personal exhibition was held at the Children's Art Gallery. At the exhibition, more than 100 works were presented. The exhibition was opened by the famous Georgian artist Elena Akhlediani. There were a lot of people at the exhibition. We were often asked how we helped our child. Our help was giving her complete freedom. Usudan painted what she wanted, when she wanted. Though Usudan's father was a sculptor, he never gave her professional advice, not even once.
Text 2. Annie Leibovitz is an American portrait photographer. She photographed John Lennon on the day he was killed, and her work has been used on numerous album covers and magazines. The photographer's first book was published in 1983, the same year she started to work for the magazine called Vanity Fair, where she became the leading photographer. At Vanity Fair, she became especially known for her very bright and unusual portraits of famous people. Most famous among them are Hollywood stars like Whoopi Goldberg lying in a bath of milk and pregnant Demi Moore. Since then, Leibovitz has photographed celebrities ranging from Brad Pitt to Mikhail Baryshnikov. Among other awards, Annie Leibovitz received a Living Legend Award from the Library of Congress. Her first museum show, called Photographs, Annie Leibovitz 1970 through 1990, took place in 1991 at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., and toured internationally for 6 years. At that time, she was famous for being the only woman whose photos were shown at the National Portrait Gallery. Annie Leibovitz is an American portrait photographer. She photographed John Lennon on the day he was killed, and her work has been used on numerous album covers and magazines. The photographer's first book was published in 1983, the same year she started to work for the magazine called Vanity Fair, where she became the leading photographer. At Vanity Fair, she became especially known for her very bright and unusual portraits of famous people. Most famous among them are Hollywood stars like Whoopi Goldberg lying in a bath of milk and pregnant Demi Moore. Since then, Leibovitz has photographed celebrities ranging from Brad Pitt to Mikhail Baryshnikov. Among other awards, Annie Leibovitz received a Living Legend Award from the Library of Congress. Her first museum show, called Photographs, Annie Leibovitz 1970 through 1990, took place in 1991 at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., and toured internationally for 6 years. At that time, she was famous for being the only woman whose photos were shown at the National Portrait Gallery. Text 3.
The Draper Stones are 716 circular stone discs that date back 12,000 years. They have small hieroglyphic-like markings. The discovery of the mysterious discs took place in 1938 in a mountainous cave on the border between China and Tibet. The Chinese professor and his team who discovered the Draper Stones put numbers on them and kept them at Beijing University. After 4 years of study, in 1958, another professor managed to read the hieroglyphs. He decided that the hieroglyphs told the story of a spacecraft that had crashed and landed in the area of the cave, and that the spacecraft had the Draper people on board. The professor published his findings in 1962, but most scientists did not believe him and made fun of him. Since then, scientists of many countries have tried to further study the Draper stones, but not very successfully. The stones either had no hieroglyphs on them, or the Draper stones were not found at all. The Draper stones still remain a mystery today. The Draper stones are 716 circular stone discs that date back 12,000 years. They have small hieroglyphic-like markings. The discovery of the mysterious discs took place in 1938 in a mountainous cave on the border between China and Tibet. The Chinese professor and his team who discovered the Draper stones put numbers on them and kept them at Beijing University. After 4 years of study, in 1958, another professor managed to read the hieroglyphs. He decided that the hieroglyphs told the story of a spacecraft that had crashed and landed in the area of the cave, and that the spacecraft had the Draper people on board. The professor published his findings in 1962, but most scientists did not believe him and made fun of him. Since then, scientists of many countries have tried to further study the Draper stones, but not very successfully. The stones either had no hieroglyphs on them, or the Draper stones were not found at all. The Draper stones still remain a mystery today.
Text 4.
Nobody knows who the first skateboarder was, but it is known that skateboarding started in California in the 1950s. There were lots of surfers who wanted something to do when it wasn't windy and the ocean was calm, meaning they couldn't practice their sport. So they invented the skateboard and called it land surfing in the beginning. The first skateboards were pieces of wood with wheels from roller skates, which people made at home. When skateboarding became popular, they started making skateboards in factories. Now you can go skateboarding in public places like parks and city squares. Some skateboarders like doing jumps and tricks on benches, stairs, or other barriers. It's great fun, but you have to watch out for people walking in the streets so as not to run into them. There are also a lot of skate parks in towns and cities. The advantage of the skate parks, specially built for skateboarders, is that you can practice jumps without disturbing others, because people without a skateboard are not allowed there. You can meet other skaters at a skate park too. Nobody knows who the first skateboarder was, but it is known that skateboarding started in California in the 1950s. There were lots of surfers who wanted something to do when it wasn't windy and the ocean was calm, meaning they couldn't practice their sport. So they invented the skateboard and called it land surfing in the beginning. The first skateboards were pieces of wood with wheels from roller skates, which people made at home. When skateboarding became popular, they started making skateboards in factories. Now you can go skateboarding in public places like parks and city squares. Some skateboarders like doing jumps and tricks on benches, stairs, or other barriers. It's great fun, but you have to watch out for people walking in the streets so as not to run into them. There are also a lot of skate parks in towns and cities. The advantage of the skate parks, specially built for skateboarders, is that you can practice jumps without disturbing others, because people without a skateboard are not allowed there. You can meet other skaters at a skate park too.
Text 5.
Legends of lost cities like Atlantis and El Dorado have always surprised people throughout the centuries because of their mystery. But a ruined city in the western Pacific Ocean called Nan Madol is especially interesting. Nan Madol is unique in the whole world because of what it is and how it was made. Nan Madol is a city which consists of about 90 small man-made islands constructed in a lagoon. The name Nan Madol means spaces between. Nan Madol is admired by many archaeologists because the islands are made almost entirely of basalt walls that are 15 meters high and about 5 meters thick. Basalt is a stone formed by volcanic lava. It is obvious that a lot of work was done to build the city, so it is surprising that no document tells us exactly when it was built, where the enormous rocks came from, how they were transported there, and for what reason it was constructed. Local people stay away from Nan Madol, believing it is home to spirits that should not be disturbed. Legends of lost cities like Atlantis and El Dorado have always surprised people throughout the centuries because of their mystery. But a ruined city in the western Pacific Ocean called Nan Madol is especially interesting. Nan Madol is unique in the whole world because of what it is and how it was made. Nan Madol is a city which consists of about 90 small man-made islands constructed in a lagoon. The name Nan Madol means spaces between. Nan Madol is admired by many archaeologists because the islands are made almost entirely of basalt walls that are 15 meters high and about 5 meters thick. Basalt is a stone formed by volcanic lava. It is obvious that a lot of work was done to build the city, so it is surprising that no document tells us exactly when it was built, where the enormous rocks came from, how they were transported there, and for what reason it was constructed. Local people stay away from Nan Madol, believing it is home to spirits that should not be disturbed.
This is the end of the listening section.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.